Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is a Wednesday, kind of cloudy looking, but it's supposed to be a nice day today. So hopefully it'll clear up for us. And in the studio this morning, when you hear that song, "We Built This City," you know who's building this city. Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Bud?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday, it's hump day.
Like you said, it's cloudy outside, so I'm ready for it to clear up and have a nice, nice sunny day today.
I was looking at the forecast, and it had 70s all week long, sunshine, no sign of rain. I thought, oh, great. And then I woke up, I was like, ooh, cloudy.
I know, that's what my wife said about Sunday, because that's the only day we really take off. And she was like, the one day we take off, it's too cold to lay out. And I was like, summer's coming,
It's got to get here. I'm ready. I'm ready. So how does this affect the construction business, you guys? I mean, this is probably great weather for y'all.
Right. It is. You know, it's not too hot. As long as it's not raining, you know, we don't like working in rain, especially when it's raining really hard. I don't want to put all the trucks out on the road. Even though we do it, so we just work inside. But, you know, everything affects the construction business, right? I mean, gas prices, weather affects it, just the simplest things people just don't even think about. It's always, a give and take. But I think that's all business, right? All business always a give and take. So everything affects it a little bit, but we find our way through it and we move on and get the job done and get to the next one.
Okay, well, speaking of business, why don't you tell us all about what you do? Because there might be some folks in that have not heard you before or don't know anything about Jonathan. I can't imagine,
it happens.
So for those folks, what do you do? And tell us about your company and how long you've been around and some of the things that y'all do, the services you provide.
Right. So we've been around since 2005. And so when I say we've been around since 2005, that's when I opened this company. You know, I've been around Pensacola my entire life and worked in Pensacola my entire life before I started this company. So really, I've been doing this for a long time. But I started this company in 2005, so 21 years.
Wow.
Next year would be 22 years.
Wow.
And we've come a long way since the beginning.
But you don't even look like you're 22.
I know. Thank you. but we do full house renovations. So we specialize in flooring, paint, cabinets, trim, drywall, you know, interior remodeling and repairs. But we also have a whole side that does kitchen and bathroom remodels.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whole crew that specializes in that. Marco runs that crew up. He's pretty good at it. And then we have guys that also do exterior. So we do, like siding, decks, fences, doors and window replacements. So pretty much all around service. But as far as like where we started, originally we started just doing renovations, in general.
Okay.
And it kind of all goes together, right? So whether you're doing cabinets, flooring, painting, it all kind of meshes together at some point when you're doing whole house remodels and renovations. So since 2005, we have a showroom.
I was just going to say, you do have a showroom.
So you can go in, you can pick out like all your flooring and cabinets and countertop samples. And we even have a paint rack there so people can match paint colors.
Oh, nice.
And try to pick and design their house as much as possible from within a showroom, right? But I always encourage people to take those samples home and look at them because they might look different in your house than they look in our showroom. And even though we do have some paint colors so you can, match paint samples to it and see what it looks like that way, it's always nice to take it home and put it with your painter, put it in your lighting, your house, in your setting. Because the simplest things like, even furniture can change the color of a set of cabinets slightly, right? Or the flooring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your furniture can make a flooring look more brown or more gray depending on what color your furniture is. So it's always nice to take those samples home, and we encourage people to do that. All of that's free. You can just check out any samples, take them home. You don't even have to return them to our store in person. You can just schedule an estimate for us to come out and do an estimate for you, and we will pick the samples up and take them back for you, or you can always take them back.
Okay.
They do have to be returned, though, at some point.
You can't just stack them up. Okay.
You can take them, or
good
I
point.
Can take them, but you don't have to take them. We can take them for you.
So what's a good phone number and the website, so in case people want to look you up online?
Right, so they can look us up at jonathansflooring.com. Or they can give us a call, 850-332-5905.
Okay, well, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and that means that we have an expert in the house, and Jonathan certainly is an expert on construction and flooring. So your questions are all valid, and your comments, there's no stupid question, so just text it on in at 850-437-1620. First one in, do you do roofs?
So we actually use Hampshire Roofing to do all of our roofs. They've been around for a while. It's a good company. And that's not to take away from the other roofing companies around, because also a lot of other good roofing companies as well. Just us personally, we use Hampshire Roofing. So it's something that, like, if we're doing a renovation or a remodel, we will take the roof on as part of our job. But in reality, we get a price from Hampshire and just pass that on to you.
That makes sense.
So if you're just doing your roof, I would encourage you just to call them.
Call a roofing company.
Yeah, call Hampshire and get a price, or pick one of the other ones around and get a price.
Okay, great. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got another text in this morning. Jonathan says, I have a sunroom, lots of light. Well, that's good.
Not today, you know. Not today.
That's a good start. Not lots of sun coming in today. Lots of light. Was thinking of using vinyl flooring in that room, but concerned it would fade with all the sunlight. Do they make VP with UV protection? Oh, there's a good question.
Right. So all of the vinyl plank has UV protection on
it. Oh, okay. I never thought about it.
Right. It will vary, though, right? Depending on the company of how much UV protection's on it. It's something that we can look up in the specs on the plank and see how much UV protection's on it. In general, I don't have a lot of problems with it, you know, fading in sunrooms in particularly, but it's more so what kind you want to put in there, because some of it is more geared towards like a sunroom if it's not heated and cooled, right? So like if you have a sunroom that has no AC or air conditioning, which is very common, or if you have like metal walls, because a lot of it would be like aluminum panels at the bottom, right? So at that point, we would want to do like a full glue down floor, which is a thinner, more commercial grade, but it's not affected as much by heating and cooling.
Oh, that's interesting.
Also, you don't have to necessarily like a floating floor, have to put a trim around it or something like that. If it's a full glue down floor, we can just butt it up to the wall and then caulk it, because the glue will hold it down. So it depends on, you know, heated and cooled and what the temperature is in there.
And how much exposure it's getting.
Right, how much exposure, yes. Because if you have a sunroom that's not heated and cooled and you're getting a lot of sunlight, I'm not as worried about the UV as much as I'm worried about the humidity getting to the floor. And what's going to hold up to that is going to be more important to me than the UV.
Oh, that's interesting.
But all the vinyl plank does come with some UV rating. Just pick one that has a good UV rating.
Okay, and you can always help advise somebody on that. Taking a look at the space.
And to be honest, like, depending on which flooring you pick out, I may not even know myself what the UV rating is on it. Let me go look for you and see. Some of it I do. If it's something I'm familiar with or I've used before or I've looked up. Because a lot of times with the vinyl plank, we're looking at, you know, the UV, the wear layer, but we're also looking at the sound dampening of it. Because like if we're putting in a second story house or a condo building or apartment, we want a good sound barrier between the two. So there are a lot of different specs that go with vinyl plank, and it's not all the same. It's not all apples to apples when you're comparing it.
Okay, great. That was a great question. Got another good one coming in. You're going to like this one because I know that you like to flip houses, right? That's one of your favorite things to do. So this was the question says, good morning. I'm currently renovating a home, but we're doing it to flip it. I need to purchase high-end flooring on a very tight budget. What are some great options you have, maybe in the coastal chic world, that we can purchase?
Right.
Great question.
I feel like you and everyone else.
You're not alone.
I think we all want to purchase good vinyl at a good price. I do, too, when I'm buying it, right? So that's what I want. So we have some really good lines. So I always talk about like the difference in like, you know, an SPC product to a WCP product.
And what does that mean?
It's just really what the core is made out of, but also the thickness of it. And so like when you go to a WCP product, it's a softer core. So it's a plastic core. For the most part, it's plastic and sawdust. And an SPC is more so compressed stone dust. It's basically stone dust. So when you get to like a nice thick vinyl plank, it's going to be more of a plastic core because the stone dust would get too heavy if it was so thick, right?
Yeah, that makes
sense. You got an 8 or 10 millimeter thick floor and it was all stone dust, it's going to be really heavy. So most of your thinner, cheaper vinyl plank is stone dust. And then when you get to a nicer end, it is more plastic and sawdust is what the core is made out of. So we have a couple good lines of WCP that we actually carry for our builders, that some of our builders use. Now, a lot of builders will use, a basic 5 to 6 millimeter. So when I say basic and I say 5 to 6 millimeter, you can keep in mind most of your big box stores are selling 2, 3, and 4 millimeter. So for our, starter is 5 millimeter. And that doesn't mean you pay us more, right? Mm-hmm. So we just don't like to sell a 3 or 4 millimeter because it doesn't hold up. And we can offer a 5 millimeter for the same price they can offer the 3 millimeter.
That's great.
So it really is. So when I say a starter line is 5 millimeter, and that's our lowest end, that's actually much higher than what you can get at most of the box stores in town. But we have a 6.5 WCP that we stock that has coastal colors because I tell you, a lot of the natural wood and lighter colors are becoming really popular.
Yeah, that's, I think, the definition of coastal chic, isn't
right,
it? It
would right.
be the lighter colors. And.
But we do have one line that we stock for our builders, this WCP, that they will sell as an upgrade. And it's only got 6 colors offered in that line. And now we have much other to pick from. But the only reason I go to that is because that's at a very affordable price point. So we keep those 6 colors at a very affordable price point. It's a 6.5 millimeter. So when you go to a WCP, it starts at a 6 millimeter thick. And then goes to a 6.5, 7, 8, 10, and you can even get a 12. So a 6.5 millimeter is kind of like a starter WCP necessarily, but still much better than your 3 or 4 millimeter SPC and at a very affordable price point.
So if I wanted to see those 6 colors, would that something I could do at the showroom, or would I have to kind of have them make a special appointment for that?
Right.
Or
So there's so many different ways you can do it with technology these days. I mean, we love if you just come to the showroom and look at them. That's the easiest way for us. But you can call us and we can send you pictures.
We can
direct you to the website where you can look at some of them online. Or if you say, hey, I know I want one of these, I can bring those samples out. We can do an estimate on site and bring those samples to you. 90% of the time when we come to estimates, we don't bring samples, but that's because we don't really know what you're looking for.
Right.
And we don't want to just randomly pick stuff out of the showroom and bring it.
Yeah,
but if we know that, hey, you're looking at that line, then we can bring some samples
and
show you in person.
Great question. So I'd recommend contacting them.
Right.
That'd be my recommendation, because you're definitely talking in an area that Jonathan's very familiar with, because that's what you love to do.
Right. Right. It is. That's really where we started at, and we still do a lot of. It's still a big part of our business is investment properties. And you know, we do a lot of homeowner and new construction as well, but investment property is still definitely a big part of our business. And you can always just reach out and schedule an estimate if you don't have time to come by. And you can just call us at 850-332-5905.
Okay, got another text coming in. Everybody's really listening to the show this morning. This is a good one. I need a door installed and a window framed in, and I need a door installed and a window framed in and installed in an older shed. I like this line. I'm a mature individual. I love ya. I'm a mature individual with more of a fixed income. This may be more handyman type work, but I do not know anyone reliable and affordable. Do you think I could afford your services?
I think so. Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, you never know unless you ask, right? And I think it's a free estimate.
Yeah,
and
you can. He'll come out to your place
right,
for free.
And
look at it.
And you're no for sure. Because so I went to a guy's house yesterday. He might be listening today. But he said he had heard me on the radio, and we were talking about his flooring. He's like, I really want to do, you know, my whole house of flooring, but I don't want to spend some ridiculous amount of money. But I told him, I was like, let's just do a couple estimates, and let's just price everything you want to do, because it may not be nearly as bad as you think it might be, you know. And I see that a lot. Sometimes I'll see it the opposite way, and people will be surprised and be like, is that much? And I'm like, yeah, that's how much it is. You know?
Right.
And other times people will be like, oh, wow, I thought it'd been a lot more than that. You know, so you never know what someone else's, you know, budget is or
right.
what they're thinking in their head, right? So you're better off just go ahead and get an estimate. I personally don't think putting a door and window would be that expensive. I don't think it'd be that bad, especially if it's a detached shed and it's under 400 square feet. If it's an existing door and it's under 400 square feet, it wouldn't be that bad.
So that listener should call you, and then you can come out and take a look and give them a free estimate and a quote?
Right. And the thing about it is when we do that, so we line item all of our quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the door's going to be line item. The window's going to be line item. If there's a permit required, that will be a line item in there. Trim will be a line item. So once you do that and you line item all of them items out, then they can pick and choose, and they can do a door this month and a window next month.
That'd be smart, and you can budget for it.
Right, you can budget for it. But it's always important to just know, right? Information is power. So when you know what it is, then you can make plans towards it. Maybe you have a family member that's going to help you out with it. Maybe you want to use our great financing, because we have great financing.
Talk about that a little bit.
When I say great financing, it's not financing through us as a third-party company. But the reason I say great financing is because most of the customers, when I do estimates, they always say it's easy to get and they're happy using it. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anybody complain about it
yet. That's good.
So
that's a good sign.
But when people ask me, like, hey, what are the terms? What are the interest rates? I'm like, I'm not really sure because it goes through a third-party company and it's based off the person, right? Mm-hmm. And it fluctuates so much depending on the person. But what I will say is I've had a lot of people use it and most everybody talks good about it and they're usually pretty happy with it.
That's great.
We're happy with it because once we do your job and you hit, you know, accept that the job is finished on there, mm-hmm. we get paid in like 72 hours.
Oh,
right? So they pay
that's
us
great.
Fast, so.
Yeah, that's very reliable.
So we have no complaints. Right?
That's good.
But it's always an option. It's always there. And that's what I mean when you have all the information. You say, mm-hmm. okay, it's going to be this much money. I can either save for it. I can finance it. I can break it down in three different jobs.
Right, two different projects maybe over a time period. That's smart.
And I hear from people and they're like, oh, well, you know, I would have got an estimate, but I don't want to waste your time. I might not do it right now. But we set 2 days a week aside just for doing estimates. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a waste of our time. We want to fill those days up because that day is set aside for that, right?
Right.
So if you call me and you say, hey, I just want you to come out just so I can have an idea what it's going to be, mm-hmm. it really doesn't bother us because
okay.
like that whole day Tuesday is set aside for that.
Nice. Okay. So what's your number?
So it's 850-332-5905.
Okay, I have to laugh. I love our listeners. I have to laugh because you made a reference a few minutes ago to that you had a customer and you didn't know if you said, I hope he's listening this morning. I just got a text. I am listening.
Okay. All right, well, I sent his estimate last night.
That was cute. Thanks for sending that in. It made me laugh.
And see,
I am listening.
I didn't think it was as bad as he thought it might have been.
Right.
And so
okay.
that's what I always encourage people is like, hey, just get it and look at it because it may not be so bad, right?
Right.
Because I'm that way myself. So
sure.
I want other people to also have that information because when I want to do something myself, like I want it broke down. I want to know where I'm spending my money and
right.
how much I'm spending. And more importantly, I just want to know because I might not do it right now. I might do it down the road or later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that I do for like my own personal stuff is stuff that I'll plan for, you know, a few months. Or
right.
Like, okay, well, I know it's going to be this much. Even on like my own investment properties, then I like to plan that out and say, okay, I need this much money set aside for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can work towards that. So right. I can see other people doing the same thing.
Okay. Got another question that came in. And the line number is 850-437-6. 1620. We're talking to Jonathan at Cook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And the next question is, does anyone use linoleum anymore? Do they even make a decent brand thinking cheap flooring fix?
Right. So here's where the problem comes in is it's not really so cheap anymore. When you have so much different material out there on the market competing mm-hmm. for that space, linoleum didn't get replaced because it's just so much cheaper than all the other flooring, right? If it's getting replaced, it's getting replaced because there's better options for the same amount of money
right.
Or cheaper money.
Better quality.
Because if linoleum was still a good quality and a cheaper price, it would not have been replaced.
Mm-hmm.
We'd still be using it. But to answer the question, we do actually still use it. So it depends on the situation in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It also depends on the size of the room. So if the room is under 12 foot wide and you can just drop a piece of linoleum because it only comes 12 foot wide, we can order it at 13.6. We
mm-hmm.
can special order a couple pieces, but the majority of it comes 12 foot wide. So if your room's say
that's
like
a big piece.
Right.
I mean, that's huge.
But that's how carpet comes 12 foot
right,
wide.
Okay.
So if your room's like a 10 by 12 and we can just put a 12 foot piece down,
mm-hmm.
then it may be cheaper than say putting a glue down vinyl plank. But if your room's say a 14 by 14 and we have to order two 12 foot pieces and seam it together,
mm-hmm.
at that point we have so much waste on the vinyl, it's cheaper just to put a glue down vinyl plank in.
Right.
And so we see that very often. And to where, like, the linoleum just isn't cheaper
mm-hmm.
necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But people still do use it. So we actually were doing two trailers this week that we were putting carpet and linoleum in.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we're pricing it both ways. And I'll be like, because we have a lot of management companies or real estate companies will ask us, hey, can you get me a price on linoleum, carpet?
Yeah.
They want, like, four estimates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very commonly,
they have
you know,
to.
So they can
they have to,
so
yeah.
they can send all to the owner and compare it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and say, hey, these are all the options, right? And a lot of times, I'll see that the sheet vinyl is not cheaper than like a glue down vinyl plank or a 2 millimeter virgin vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But then other times, I see it will be. So
okay.
it's always a good option to just go ahead and price it. But we do stock it when we have it.
Okay, getting some great questions in this morning at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. 850-437-1620. I love this listener. He just you mentioned about the quote, and he goes, it's not bad at all. So there you go. That's good news, because it could have gone the other way, right? That's good news. And Jonathan does so much. And if you can, there might be some folks just joining us now. Just again, talk about some of the services you all provide and the fact that you do have a showroom.
Right, we do. So we have a showroom up on Palo Focas right there. It's one block south of 9 Mile Road, right across from Tractor Supply. So you can come in, just say, hey, you can schedule your appointments there. I actually went to an appointment yesterday, because yesterday was my estimate day. Mm-hmm. And one lady told me, she was like, I tried to call last week and your phone was messed up, so I went to the office and scheduled it.
Oh.
I was like, I kind of felt bad for her, because she was way over our new warranty. And
oh,
she had to drive all the way over
Bless
there.
Bless her heart, yeah.
But she was like, I hope your phone's working. And I was like, yeah, I hope so, too.
Thanks for letting me know. Right. I'm going to get on that.
But then I called the office, and Sherry's like, yeah, she was like, it was messed up last week, but they fixed it pretty quick.
Okay.
I was like, but apparently that lady drove all the way over there.
Oh,
but
wow.
So you can. You can call. If you don't get us, you can stop by if you want to and schedule your appointment in person.
Yeah.
You can look at some samples while you're there. That did work out to her benefit, because she actually did look at some samples while she was there. And
oh, good.
So when I went to do her estimate, she was like, I already looked, because I was there, and she's like, this is what I want.
Oh, excellent.
So it actually kind of worked out for her in that sense. But,
oh, good.
But yeah, and if you don't get us, you can always text us.
Mm-hmm.
So you can text us. You can go to our website, and we have a messaging on our website.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And people can send a message. And you'd be surprised how many people use that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm. So where we check it a few times a day.
Excellent.
Because somebody will usually go to the website, they'll look at stuff, and then they'll send us a message and ask for a quote or request a quote. Sometimes people just send messages on the website, just questions, asking about
kind
different
of like
types
a chat.
Of flooring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not sitting there live chatting with people, but we will look at the messages and answer them back. So if our phones are messed up, you can always do that. You can just go to the website and send us a message, and we will check it that day and usually get back to you that day.
Okay, excellent. So you were talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction Flooring. So the website, if you can get that slowly, and then I know Jonathan's Construction has an apostrophe S in it. Does the website address have that or no?
Right. No, it's just Jonathan's. Oh, with an apostrophe S. Yes,
so
Jonathan'sFlooring.com.
So there's no apostrophe, just Jonathan's with an S.
Right.
Flooring.com. Yeah, no, I'm saying that in case anybody's trying to get in. So
right.
Jonathan'sFlooring.com. So it's great to talk to you. And I guess now is springtime, and lots of people are looking at the outside going, ooh, my deck did something over the winter. I don't know what that is, but it wasn't there last spring.
Right. Well, it's in some cases you might be looking at it and saying, oh, you know, I need to do something with my deck. I need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And other case might be completely opposite. You may be looking at the deck and saying, hey, my deck looks great, and I want to keep it looking that way. So
yeah.
You might want to stain and seal it and stop that wood from weathering.
Good idea.
So I see it both ways. Like, some people will be standing there with a deck that needs to be replaced. And other people would be standing there with a deck that looks great, and they want to keep it looking great.
Mm-hmm.
So we can handle both of them. We can either replace the bad deck, or we can stain and seal and or paint your existing deck and keep it looking good for years on to come.
Oh, here's a good question. So someone said, I have a deck that looks good, but my fencing, not so much.
Right.
So I guess the question is, do you do fencing at all?
We do. We do. So we do privacy fencing, and we do chain link. But also, we also stain fencing, which, you know... people don't realize how quickly a fence will turn colors. You put a new fence up, and it will turn colors pretty fast.
Mine gets the afternoon sun, so it really faded last year.
And it would kind of look that old brownish gray. And just by staining and sealing your fence, or even if you don't want to stain it, just putting a sealer on the wood, and you know, doing it consistently over time, it could really last a long time.
Well, it saves you then not having to replace the whole fence.
Right, and you don't have to do it yearly. I would say like every 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you stain it good, I would say every 3 to 5 years. If I had to guess, would keep it looking good for a long time to come. But also, when you first put your fence up, I always encourage people not to stain it right away. And I know I sound contradicting, but I always tell them let the wood dry out a little bit.
Oh.
Because pressure-treated lumber comes, and you use a chemical to treat it, right? So once it gets out in the sun starts drying it out. That's what happens where it starts looking so bad, right? But we want the sun to dry it out a little bit, so that way that stain will sink in there really good and stay in there.
That makes sense.
If you do it too quickly when you put it up, then it's still kind of wet. The lumber's still kind of wet, and the stain doesn't adhere as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to put it up, let it sit there for, you know, 3 to 6 months, and then after that, you know, go ahead and stain it. And then from there on out, you can just keep staining it.
Okay. Goodness gracious. We're out of time. Thank you so much for all the texts this morning. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction Flooring. How can we get a hold of you?
Right. So you can come by our showroom, 9320 North Palafox Street, or give us a call at 850-332-5905. Or you can look us up on Facebook or our website.
Excellent. Jonathan, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right. See you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks so much. Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Pep Talk.